Hello, Michael.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Had a interesting weekend, I'll talk about that in a second. But I wanted to refer back to a previous episode, and I'm going to leave it to you to look up and remind me which number it was. But we talked about the value of news and how disappointed I am in general with the news, and how I generally just try to ignore it, figuring that the really important stuff I'll hear about on Twitter or somewhere else, right? Mm. Unfortunately, more often than not, I hear about the not important stuff on Twitter as well, but we'll get to that in a second. So, Friday night, my wife and I are just about, you know, beginning to wrap things up and start retiring to bed. And where we live, there's a bar, you know, fairly popular neighborhood bar, quite right across the street from us. That street's kind of a major thoroughfare, major street called Dale and Dale Avenue. All of a sudden, I take out the trash, you know, open up the garage door, walk outside, put the trash in the trash can, and no sooner had I put the trash in the trash can than all of a sudden I hear sirens just blaring and racing and coming up the street, and there's 8 cop cars have pulled this car over and kind of cornered and boxed them in alongside of the bar. And I'm standing, you know, I'm standing out in the alley, you know, kind of jaw dropped looking at this. And, you know, police are jumping out of their cars with their guns drawn, you know, calling to the suspect. It's like something out of a movie, right? Calling to the suspect, you know. Put your hands up, keep them where we can see them, you know, step out of the car, back to us, you know, now walk backwards, you know, just like in the movie, right? And and they take the guy into custody and put him in the back of a car and immediately run up to the car he got out of. And so they put him in the back of the police car. They run up to the car he got out of, and there's like 4 or 5 officers, I mean, you know, trunk open, all doors open, searching through it, you know, basically tossing the car. Time passes. After about 5 minutes, I go inside because I figure I'll actually have a better viewing point from our second floor bathroom window. It's actually the best viewing angle for that area, and so that's what I did. I went upstairs and turned off the light in the bathroom and just kind of looked out and watched things as they unfolded, and, you know, the slowly, one by one, the additional cop cars left, and, you know, it's just the one cop car with the suspect in the back just kind of waiting there, and eventually a tow truck showed up and towed the suspect vehicle away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was Friday night. You know, kind
it
of
was
exciting.
Episode 50, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Episode 50 was the episode you're looking for. No news is good news.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, Saturday night, my wife and I had just gotten into bed. We were reading. And all of a sudden, I hear a siren coming real fast, real close down Dale. Of course, based on the events on Friday night, I jump up out of bed. What the heck? And all of a sudden, zoom, 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 like 8 or 9 cop cars, sirens blaring, racing down Dale.
Is this Groundhog
Day? One right after the other. Boom, boom, boom. You would think. mean, just like crazy. I'm like, whoa, what the heck is going on? Right? I mean, I literally exclaimed this to my wife, and, you know, and I'm trying to tell her, and she's getting up out of bed, and she's looking up, and we're like, what the heck? And then all of a sudden, this car races down my block, directly in front of my house, and turns the corner to go the opposite direction down Dale. I mean, literally coming down the block a good, and, you know, this is just a residential, you know, 30-mile-an-hour block. And he was going like 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
Racing down the block. Three cop cars following him. They're, you know, screeching around the corner after him. Another cop car is screaming up Dale after those, because I'm imagining that what happened was all these cop cars were chasing him. He took the corner to try to evade. At least some of them stopped to turn around to try to come back and cut him off. So that's what was going on. But I mean, it's just all this crazy. Just, and you know, pretty soon I'm like, what the heck? So I throw my clothes back on, run outside to look up the block a bit to see if I could see anything, see if they caught him or whatever. I didn't see anything, but I could hear the sirens off in the distance, all, you know, obviously still chasing after him. So that was Saturday night. So, Saturday morning, because of the events of Friday night, I decide to go on the local paper's website. That's the St. Paul Pioneer Press, for anyone who is...
Is this Saturday or Sunday?
Well, this is Saturday. So Saturday, I go on the St. Paul Pioneer Press website to see if I can find out any information about the events of Friday night, where they had the car pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And I search, and I search, and I search. Nothing. Look in the local section. Nothing. Look, you know, do a search on the website. Nothing. Okay. That's frustrating, but all right. Saturday night, all that activity, I figured, oh, okay, there's got to be something. So Sunday morning, both Bethany and I, one of the first things we did when we got up in the morning was, okay, we gotta search through our Sunday paper, see if we could find anything, search through the Pioneer Press website, see if we can, you know, see what that was all about, what the big chase was all about, and nothing. And therein lies my problem with news.
Uh-huh.
Because here's the thing. Here's something I can tell you as somebody who doesn't follow news, has avoided following news at all, and especially goes out of his way to avoid following irrelevant news. Did you know that Lindsay Lohan was apparently skipped her probation?
What?
Because of that, she was taken into custody. I don't know if she still remains in custody, but I think she got assigned some new probation, basically, I don't know, cleaning up bathrooms in a women's prison or something. I don't know. But I know something about Lindsay Lohan having skipped her probation and such like that. Did you know that?
I can honestly say I didn't know that. I wished I did. Well, I'm glad that I do.
Well, now you do. Now you do. How is it that I know that, yet I don't know what's going outside of my front on what's going on outside of my window? Why is it that I can open up almost any news site, national or local,
so
and find that out as front page news?
Who should provide that sort of information, do you think? Like, should it come...
Oh, at the very least, your local paper. If there's a major car chase is going on in residential neighborhoods in the city, that's news. See, that is news. And, you know, I guess the other part of it is that if that's not news, if you know, if I can't find out something that is directly relevant to me, a news event that happened right in my, literally right outside my front window, then what's the value?
Mm.
I mean, I trust me, I really feel for, like, international events, you know, the earthquake in Turkey. My heart goes out to those people, right? You know, could care less about celebrities. But, you know, hey, yeah, everyone's got problems, and I'm really sorry they do. But, yeah, I mean, I think at the very least, your local paper should tell you about what's going on here outside your front window. I'm very kind of frustrated by that, and it lends even more credence into why I believe the news is broken.
Whose responsibility do you think it should be to give that news? I mean, should it come from the police department, or should it be... Or should you expect the newspapers to find it out
Well, I mean, I should note that at least in the case on Friday, there were at least 50 people who saw that. Because, of course, all this stuff going on outside the bar, all of the, you know, police cars and stuff, what happens? All these half-drunk people start piling out of the bar to see what the heck's going on, right? Mm. And you would think that, you know, that word would have gotten back to somebody somewhere. But here's what I do know. I do believe that on a daily basis, the police release information like that. They say, you know, okay, overnight, here's what, you know, and yesterday, here's what happened. You know, we busted this house for, we had a drug raid on this house, and we busted this house for running a puppy mill, and we busted, and we found this guy who had a, you know, who had a rear end, yeah, I mean, they kind of go through at least the major stuff, you know, the felony stuff, not the misdemeanor stuff, and not like, you know, little bitty accidents, fender benders or whatever, but they go through the major stuff.
Where is that published?
Oh, they go. They publish. They send that stuff out to the papers, to the news departments.
See, so
and the papers and TV, I should say.
So then I wonder why they do it that way. Why don't they just publish it publicly? Like, I assume it's like just a log of events that could, in theory, go onto a website.
Yeah, and maybe it is. Maybe it is, but that's not where I turn for news.
And it should, I assume you, or did you Google it, or did you just go for
so
you'd think if it was Press. If it was placed online somewhere, it should in theory be Googleable.
Yes. And I can say this. Here, let me, car, Chase, St. Paul, what was the date on the... On the 20, or on Saturday night. What was that? That's the 22nd.
So this conversation has made me remember something. I recently was watching a documentary with Stephen Fry, and the interviewer. It was more like an interview than a documentary. And the interviewer was talking to him about reviews of a recent show, or brought up recent reviews of a recent show that he'd done. And he was like, hands over ears, no, don't tell me. I don't read reviews of my own things. And then it went on from this. He said, I don't read newspapers. No, I do not read newspapers. He says, I don't feel the need. And he said, and I would argue that there is nobody that knows more about the world than me. And people that read newspapers know less about the world than those that don't. And I just thought that was, I mean, and this is not, again, I think maybe of some shows that we've recorded, I think episode 50 may have been one that I got some negative feedback on, because this is not me or Pat saying that if you are read the newspaper or watch the news you are a Luddite. It's just our personal preference, and I think for me it's more just because I like to believe in happiness, pigtails and butterfly wings, and don't necessarily want to know all of the atrocities that happen in the world. I mean, obviously it concerns me when something really catastrophic happens, but I don't necessarily want to know about all the murders all the time. It's just...
Well, and I mean, for me it's a frustration, right? For me it is,
The issue with the quality of news organizations.
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily the quality of news organizations, because that disparages a lot of hardworking people that I know really want to do their jobs, and a lot of editorial departments that really are trying to deliver things that are relevant to people. But I think that more often than not, there is a push at the top. I mean, the bottom line is to sell papers, right?
Yeah.
And the way that you sell papers, and in the case of TV, I mean, you know, put TV in place of newspaper, and it's the same thing, right? The idea is to make money, okay? And it's a lot easier to make money with sensational stories. Proven fact that the sensational stuff sells more than the mundane telling people about the car chase that happened outside of their front window.
And I'm sure the
argument... That doesn't sell papers.
Yeah, I'm sure the argument, and a very valid argument it would be, from journalists, is that for the real good journalism to occur, they have to do the crappy, sensationalist, gossipy stuff. Because that's right. What sells the papers, and then, you know, just turn a few pages in and you'll come to something maybe a little bit more interesting to some people.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, I think that there is a balance, right? I mean, how I guess here's the way I look at it. No, they wouldn't sell the same number of papers en masse by doing the one Lindsay Lohan story and selling a whole, you know, bunch to everybody, right? Then, you know, on the flip side, I know that everybody in my neighborhood would have bought that paper if that was even second page news in the local section, right? And if they were doing that on a citywide basis, they would be selling, I would argue, just as many papers as they'd be selling with Lindsay Lohan's latest troubles on the front cover. It would be more expensive because they would have to cover more area, and they couldn't just let the AP, the Associated Press, or the, you know, whomever, essentially write the story for them. But how much more respect would they have in the community, and how much more likely would I be to continue to buy the paper, right? Because I don't even subscribe to the paper now, right? It's just not worth my time. I guess at the end, I'm frustrated. I want better news. I want news that's local. I want news that's relevant. I really am interested in it as a student of history, as someone who is fascinated by local politics, and really believe that the best events, the best news are local. That's what I want. I'm not joking about this. I'm almost on the verge of starting my own hyper local news site just for this area. So that I can at least, you know, call the police department and say, what the heck happened outside my window last night?
You could be a newsie.
I'm sorry?
You could be a newsie.
You could
get one of them little hats with the press thing in the side.
I would enjoy the little reporter's notebook. I actually have a few of those. I'm pretty sure somewhere here. You know, I like to collect notebooks for anyone who doesn't already know that about me. You know, the little flip notebook and the pencil behind the ear, and the little fedora with the press pass tucked in the rim. That could be pretty funny. Oh well. I digress. I just wanted to share that frustration. my continuing ongoing frustration with news, and that news is information theater designed to distract you and make you consume. But in, you know, if it was hyperlocal and relevant and all of those things, I wouldn't feel so poorly about it. And I don't know. Wish there were a way to solve it, but I guess I'll wait. So we'll talk later, Michael. Sorry to bum you out.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.